Tuesday, Parsha Shalach, Shir 20. Shir Chav.
Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we're going to start the sugya. It's nishkin leich the sugya. You need a pen? It's nishkin leich the sugya b'chlal. I heard over b'shem Rabbi Shari Eli said the job of a magid shir is to make a shver a sugya leicht and a leicht a sugya shver. Like you have, so it's an interesting zog. I would have said that maybe the Jag of Magid Shir is to make every sugya leicht. I'm not sure why we have to make a leicht a sugya shver. Why do you, what's
to make a leicht.
What have to, and what did that have to do? You can make a leicht again. Got it. You have to know how to talk to Eliezer. But I'll call upon him. This is for sure a shver sugya and a medaf proof in machin this leicht. The kulei alma. We have to try to make this leicht. What's up the Hilgi Gemara? We're in the middle of the Piskei Shmuas. The Gemara says, "Mazen inavenig the Gemara." The Gemara on the top of Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Hoysa gavoya meyesri mamo v'hutzin yardim b'soich ochof amo im tzilasam rume chamasin kshir v'emla p'sulas. The whole Gemara. I mean, we spent 2 days on two lines. It's pretty rough, but we're going to do our best over here. The sukkah was above 20 amos. The hoots in yordin the soich yud, and the hoots are coming in. I'm sorry. Im tzilasim rumechamasik sheiravim lav psula. Says Rashi. Hutzin shall schach roshem atuliyim im tzilasim shall oisan hutzim mirubim mechamasan yavishakus leischach elyon. Then ksheira says Rashi demaninon eser mehem ulemata. You count the esrim from them and down. That's where you count the esrim from. If you look at Rabbeinu Chananel, he seems to have a little bit of a different nusach in why it's kosher over here. This is Rabbeinu Chananel. We spoke about this yesterday. Royin im tzilasin shal hutzin halalam merubim mechamasin kshera dechashvinon elu ahutzin hein ha-sechach. The hutzin, they are the schach. The schach is the hutzin. Sounds like Rashi is not saying that the hutzim are exclusively the schach. Rashi is saying the hutzim is where you start counting from. But where does the schach go? Maybe the schach goes much higher. Rashi doesn't say that the hutzim are exclusively the schach. He just says that's where you count from. Rabbeinu Chananel says the hutzim hein haschach. It sounds like l'choira that there's a difference between Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel. If you look at the Maamar Makomis we gave out, I think Rabbeinu Yonasan Meluniel says very much like Rashi. Says Rabbeinu Yonasan Meluniel, the kula kischach ovadami. Adirab, it's not that the hutzim hein aschach. Kula is the schach. But kula kischach ova. The apapisha mixas asiruch lemaila michof amala mivzabachi. Ela bechalal shugavoya lemaila mi asrim ama. And if it's meruba, so therefore, says Rashi, that you count, the count the halal from Manina Esim Mehem Ulemata, from the Hutzim and down, if it doesn't bother us. So it sounds like for Rabbeinu Yonasan, kula kischach ava. That would be like Rashi. Rabbeinu Chanan, on the other hand, says, hutzin hein hein haschach. A nafkamina between Rashi and Rabbeinu Chanan, alachor would be as follows. We know that the schach, there's many dinim on that are relevant to the schach. The schach is asur bahana and other things. So is the schach that's lamaila me esrim going to be asur bahana? Is it going to be asur? Is it going to be muktza asur bahana? According to Rashi, what would you say, my friends? Yes. Rashi says that maninon esrim from there and up, like Rabbeinu Yonasan, kula kischachova. It's all schachova. All this is going to be asur bahana. Mashenkin, according to Rabbeinu Chanan says, hutzin hein hein aschach. What's the schach exclusively? The hutzin is what's the mile from the hutzin going to be asur bahana. Lachayrena. Lachayrena, that will be enough, Kamino. Okay, Rabbi. Tosis asks a question here. Tosis hutzin yards in the soif chav. Tosis says, Tosis vim taimar. Says Tosfos, I don't understand. If it's tzilusa merubim mechamasa, still why is it kosher? Because if you cut it off, so then the stuff on the bottom is going to fall down. Lich ura, my friends. Lich ura. Tosfos is kasha. Is only going according to Rabbeinu Chanano. Because what's Rabbeinu Chanano saying? What's the schach?
Only the
hutzim. What do you do? What's on top of the hutzim? We're going to have to try to kind of not think about it or ignore it or cut it out of the picture. Says Tosis, you're cutting the hutz, the schach out of the picture, so then the hutzim are going to fall. What do you mean? You're trying to cut that out of the picture? Mashenkin, according to Rashi, lichura on the surface, right? The lashon Rabbeinu Yonasan is kula kischach ava. Am I trying to get rid of the schach lamayla me esrim? No, I'm good with the schach lamayla me esrim. What's the problem? As long as we're maninim from down here, everything is good. I got no problem. Why are you saying ikalshus? What are you doing ikalshus for? What are you trying to cut it out for? There's no need to cut it out according to Rashi. So this is kasha. The chayr is only according to Rabbeinu Chananel's understanding in the sugya that we're trying to ignore the schach lamayla me'eser. The Ran asks a different question. The Ran asks, why is it if the hutzim are chamsa meruba meitzilsa that it's not good? Let chamsa meruba meitzilsa work. Which will work also. Hold on a second. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, does that question make any sense? Why doesn't it make sense? Because if the schach is only the hutzin, and the hutzin are chamsa, meruba, meitzilsa, for sure it's not going to be good. That's a joke. How could you let the hutzin work if it's chamsa, meitzilsa? If you're saying hutzin, hein, hein, aschach. But that kasha doesn't make any sense. However, if you hold... The Ran asks a question. That even if it's chamsa meruba meitzilsa in the hutzim, it should work. Our Gemara says, if the hutzim yardim and their tzilsa meruba mechamsa, it's kosher. Factor out, why only tzilsa meruba mechamsa is a kosher? Even if it's chamsa meruba meitzilsa, let the hutzim work. What does that mean? How could the hutzim work if it's chamsa meruba meitzilsa? According to Rabbeinu Chananel, that question makes no sense. You're saying the hutzim hein en aschach, and the schach is chamsa meruba meitzilsa. That's crazy. What's the pshat, Rabbeinu Chananel? The Ran is clearly going like Rashi. The Rashi is saying, it's not the pshat that I'm saying that just the hutzim is the schach. What's the schach?
Everything.
So if I include everything, is it going to be tilsum or mechamsa? Yes. So why don't I, even if the hutzim are only chamsa or mechamsa, but I'm starting down here, why don't you start down here? You know who else asked this question? Rabbeinu Yonasan Meilonia. We could see it inside. Rabbeinu Yonasan Meilonia. The next line of Rabbeinu Yonasan. L'shitasa, he holds like Rashi. He says, V'im Miruba Chamasan Mitzilasan. If you have more sun than shade, then Kimandelesnayu Dami. V'im L'kach Schach El Oysu Zhu L'mayla Mechap. Then the only Schach I have is above 20. In other words, he's not saying above 20 we're gonna ignore. We're using above 20, but we need to also use them. What's below 20? If what's below 20 is tzilsum ruba mechamsa, so then does it rank? If it's tzilsum ruba mechamsa, if what's below 20 is tzilsum ruba mechamsa, does it rank? Yes. So therefore, I count from down here, and do I only use the hutsim according to Rashi and according to Rabbi Yonah's son?
No.
No, I use it all. But if what's below 20 is chamsa meruba meitzilsa, does it rank? No. So where's my schach? Above 20. Can I use a schach that's exclusively above 20? Of course not. But according to the Rabbeinu Hanano, I never would have asked this question even. What about what happens if it's chamsur meitzilsa on the bottom? For sure it's no good, because my schach is only my hutsim. If the schach is only my hutsim, of course chamsur meitzilsa is not going to work. I don't have to say it's kimanda lesnayu dome. I could just say it's puzzle. It's our Mishnah. Chamsur meitzilsa is psula, finished. It's kum techois, Rabbi Yisai. The way Rashi learns our Gemara, it would appear that the Ran is asking, well, I don't know why you need tilsum rama chamsa. Even chasum maybe tilsum should work. And the way the Rabbeinu Hananel is learning the Gemara, we have a kasha pum fakert. I don't know why, if it's in a case of tilsum rama chamsa, it should work. Even if it's tilsum rama chamsa, it shouldn't work. That's Tosis kasha. No, it's each of the Rishonim are both trying to figure out pshat in our Gemara. According to Rashi, our Gemara is interesting. Why? Because you're saying it's all about halal sukkah. Okay, so even if it's chamsu meitzilsa, why doesn't that mamayat the halal? It can't mamayat the halal. Why? Because it's kamanda lesa. Okay, I understand. According to Rabbeinu Hanano, we're saying the hutsim are the sikhuch, and I have to ignore what's on top. If I ignore what's on top, even if it's tilsum mechamsa, it's not going to work, because it's all going to fall. Lecha'ura, these are the two mahalchim that we have in the sukkah. We're going to have to see Tosfos, how Tosfos answers this kasha. But before we do, there's another kusha merkazna. So is it clear so far? Leicht, my friends. It's a leicht sugya. Okay, we have over here hutsim yard, then we have miktsa schach inside of 20, miktsa schach above 20. We know that there's a concept which is called mitztaref schach pasul in schach kosher. Which is the mashal. Let's say you have a sukkah that is inside of a house or underneath a tree. What's the problem with the tree? What's the problem with the tree?
Schach pasul.
Why is tree schach pasul?
It's
mechubel lekarka. So I have schach pasul, but I have a sukkah. So I also have schach kosher. So ma baya? The answer is because you're being mitstarif schach pasul im schach kosher. So over here you have mitzvah schach lemaylo meyesrim, or most of your schach. It's good. And you have the hutsim that are coming lemata meyesrim. Frektori shaynim. Why is this not a case of mitzdarif schach pasul im schach kosher?
The Gemara says that the elon is way over the sukkah. That's when you're mitzdarif. But if they're connected, if they're attached.
That might even make it even worse. I could hear that as being even worse.
The Gemara says it's attached. It's not called mischaber so long as the kosher schach overrides the pasul.
Hey, did we learn that? If we had a case in the beginning of sukkah that you mix the schach together,
right?
It would be kosher.
If it's not, it depends. If it's not on top of each other over there. Yeah, that case. Yeah, this is the case of where they're actually mixing them together.
There's a Gemara that said, what's considered schach kosher? Is it schach kosher if it's above 12, just like the walls?
So good. So that's one of the answers. Tzvi, hold off. We'll say that. So Yosef Tzvi is saying, this is Shitas Rabbeinu Tam on Daf Tes Amid Beis, that L'mayel Me'asrim is not schach pasul. A tree is schach pasul. What made it pasul? But the schach that you put above 20, if I done the schach mitzad the schach, is there anything wrong with the schach?
No.
So the schach's not puzzle. Where you placed it is puzzle. But that's not called mitzvah schach kosher, schach puzzle. So for that reason, I can kind of like ignore the schach l'mayel me'asrim. It's not, I'm not saying that it's schach puzzle.
Firashi.
Hold on. What's right? You mean Rashi says that it's schach puzzle? Rashi, other Rishonim seem to say that L'mayel Me'asrim is Schach Pasul. So what are we going to say? So there's two pshatim in the Rishayim. Rashi's pshat would appear to be, at least in our sugya, the kasha hepsach nishtan. Why is the kasha hepsach nishtan over here? Because Rashi would say to you, is your schach, or you have to figure out how to say this. Is there any, would you say that there's anything lamayla me esrim over here in your sukkah? What?
No.
No. Why not? Because it starts below 20. V'kuloi schach ova. It's all one thick schach. If it's all one thick schach, so all of the schach is kosher. Rashi learns I'm using all of the schach. It's not about just using the hutzim. Rabbi Nachman says, just use the hutzim, ignore what's on top. We're going to cut that out. If you want to cut that out, you got a problem. Maybe that is the ma'ilam esrim, it's schach pal, so you're cutting it out. It's mitzdar for maybe it, whatever, maybe we'll see. But according to Rashi, if you're telling me, halal sukkatanan, the way that Rabbi Yonason says, loy mipsa b'achel b'chalal sukkah b'ayla ma'ilam echaf. The schach is only puzzle, and maybe it's schach puzzle, but only if it has a halal of 20. Does this schach have a halal of 20? No, it starts here, it goes all the way up here. All of the schach is kosher. In our case, all of the schach is kosher. Rabbi Halpern, why are you making faces like you look? Everything's okay? Yeah?
Generally.
Generally, okay. You look like you're in shock. It's a leicht sugya. According to Rashi, all of the schach is kosher. There's no problem. Why? Because if you have an ilan on top, so the ilan has its own halal. So that will make, so then, or the ilan's also schach pasul because it's schach pasul. But over here, being that this is all part of one sichuch, and I'm not cutting the sichuch in half, I'm keeping the sichuch, and the halal of the sichuch is less than 20, it's all kosher. The third pshat that the Rishonim say is as follows. When do we have a problem of mitzdarif schach posulim schach kosher? That's only if the schach kosher needs the schach posul. It's only if it needs the schach posul. It's kind of what Lazer was referring to. But if it doesn't need the schach posul, then I don't care if there's schach posul there. I don't care if there's schach.
But it does if you take away the top dahut.
Hold on. We're going to get there. Hold on. If it doesn't need it, then it's okay. Which is a peldik achidish. What happens if you have a sukkah underneath a tree? I have such a hard time wrapping my head around this. You have a sukkah under a tree, and the sukkah is tzilsa meruba mechamsa. So let's go back. According to the first pshat, Yosef Tzvi said, that said, you know why over here it's not a problem? Because this is not schach puzzle. But a tree is schach puzzle. You have a sukkah underneath a tree. What's going to be the din? Puzzle. According to the pshat, we said in Rashi that the only reason it's not puzzle over here is because it's halal sukkah tanan. It's all part of schach kosher. If I have a sukkah underneath a tree, what's going to be the din? Puzzle. But according to the third pshat of the Rishonim, if I have a sukkah underneath a tree, and the sukkah is tilsa meruba mechamsa, what's going to be the din? Kasha, pal, you could put a sukkah under a tree. That's opposite. So like breaking my hanachas. What? Ah, oh, Shav sukkah in the house.
That's good. Gemara,
that does daf and visa.
That's not. Why don't we say that?
That's daf and visa. I don't know. So, Toby, when we get to that sukkah, Toby, when we get to that sukkah, we'll have to see.
It's not necessarily a verse. The schach is schach possible, but
in the house is fully covered.
Cell is coming into my
tree. Yeah.
So we have cell. A wooden board. Getting cell from. I have potted cell in my sukkah. The schach is out of my sukkah.
So what are you trying to say?
So, I don't know if this is another mahal, but maybe that's why schach possible. Meaning similar to what Yosef was saying. This that is right, not right. The schach is kosher schach, masking, but the cell it's giving off.
In the house?
That right. Is negated to me, and that's
I hear it. You're saying why would be puzzle?
Yeah. And that also might be
different. It's not good.
But the Arish trying to say like that. It's good. It's good. I hear why you're saying they puzzle.
Yeah.
That's really the only difference.
It's a machloikes. But I hear what you're saying. No, it's according to those that are saying that it's puzzle. I hear the svar. It's a very good svar.
Maybe.
Yeah.
In a house, it's totally covered. Would that be the difference?
Could be. There's no mukum for a sukkah b'chalas. Well, that's a sugya enough test. We have to hold off on that. The aura is something that I think is worthy of making notes. So, Beis Hashem, if and when we get to Daf Tes, we will we'll have to handle it over there. Koponim. These are the three mahalchim that we have in the sugya. Let's see what Tosfos says. Zok the Heilige Tosfos. Vehutzin yardim lesoichav im toimar. Kishetzilasai meruba mechamasai. Amaik sheira. Ha'ikalshis leilo ha'hutzim noiflim. If you cut it off, the hutzim will fall. Now, Tosfos is saying, do I need the schach above 20? Yes and no. What? Yes and no. Do I need it to create tzel?
No.
Do I need it to sustain the tzel?
Yeah.
Okay, so is that going to create a problem or not? That's interesting. That's not so black and white to me. So he just says, Bimtaymar, again, the hutzim will fall. In other words, as they are where they are, but I need to, in order to sustain it, I need the schach puzzle. So Tosfos has to bring a riot to that. If you take away the schach lamayla, it'll be chamsa meruba. Now Tosfos, this is Tosfos' own addition. The al korchach, Tosfos says, I am going to deduce it must be talking about. Pirush lefishen yochol is skayim haschach besoich esrim. It must be that it's that the reason why is because it's going to scatter, it's going to fall. In other words, that as is the schach lamata is tzilsa meruba. But if I take away the schach lamala, then the schach lamata will change. In other words, the schach lamala is sustaining the schach lamata. So it says, that's the way I'm learning that Gemara over there, that it's exactly identical to our Gemara, the Chayru. De'ein lefarish, afilo hoya miskayim kach, hoya lechamasa meruba me, chamasa meruba, shebezelo hoya machshirin, ina chamaroi. No one else would be machshir if it's chamasa meruba underneath, and tzilsa meruba on top, as is, who in their right mind would be machshir that? If the only way that this sukkah is going to be good is if you use the schach underneath and schach on top, it's mitzdarf schach posel and schach kosher. What's Tosfos saying? What's the schach lemaila? Schach posel. So right away, if you understand the schach lemaila is not posel, so Tosfos kashes out the window.
What do we care that it's gonna fall down? What does Tosfos care it's gonna fall down? Need the upper schach to hold the bottom schach.
Right.
Okay, so what's the problem? What type of psul is that?
What's the gather of the psul? Yeah. So we're gonna see that in a second. I wanna try this. I wanna see that in the answer, okay?
No, that Rabbi, he's only saying schach pasul and start bad schach kosher if the bottom is chamus and ruma, tzlasa.
Right.
But if it's tzlasim or chamasa, you wouldn't say
right. We'll see why. I'll have to try to be measured based on the teretz. V'yesh leimar, v'hacha yesh lo nola hachshir yoyser, sheyesh roiv hutzim. So this is a teretz. Here there's more of a reason to be machshir, because there's roiv hutzim, v'ro'uyim heim lehiskayim b'kal kach, v'ho yesham dover hasoy mechas. This is a pella. It's like, mamish, to me, it's a medrash plia. What's this teretz? Lemais, if you take away the schach, what's going to happen? It's all going to fall. So he says, being that if I would have something there to hold it in place, I could easily, therefore it's okay. And if my grandmother would have wheels, you know that she would be a motorcycle, but she doesn't have wheels. So what is this?
Well, it means it does have something supporting them.
A blessed memory.
It does have something supporting
my grandmother, a blessed memory.
The thing that's holding up the schach have to be schach kosher as well? Like, say I have some sort of patio, and can I hang schach by ropes?
That's exactly what's going on over here. You're hanging your schach by schach puzzle. That's exactly what he's saying. But he's saying, being that, in theory, I could have done it differently, then, therefore, it's okay. But I didn't do it differently, so why is it okay?
What is that?
What?
It sounds like
what is this?
Rebbe, it means that there is.
We're not viewing it as.
We're not viewing it as what schach pasul.
The top schach, we'll call it, let's say.
You're not dealing with schach pasul? Why not?
Yeah, I think that's what this is trying to say. It's something else going on over here now.
It's still schach pasul on top.
But meaning, what was it? He's in the sense you could have used something else.
But I didn't use something else. Since I couldn't use something else, therefore I don't see this as schach.
So we're not using this as schach. We're using this as poles or as strings, or this is what it is.
Well, how does it change? Yes, that's schach. That in a chanami. If you would hang schach by strings, it would be puzzle. Why not? It's the same thing. L'chayra.
You can't ignore the fact that it's schach puzzle and it's just something.
What was Tosis Kasha? His Kasha was, if Ikal Shislay, it's Noifelis.
Right.
What's the answer? If I separate it, it's going to fall.
It's not going to fall.
It's not going to fall, it is going to fall.
Yeson Asha Yosef, Yesh Revuts, and Ruin him, Niskayim, the Kal.
Niskayim, the Kal. Im Hayesham Dover Soymechas. If you have something that Soymechas,
it's there. The case is, what has something to Dover
Soymechas? No, he doesn't have something Soymechas. He does not.
If he had something Soymechas, it would be good.
If he had something Soymechas, it would be good. Tosis says, but he doesn't have something Soymechas. If he would, it could, but it doesn't. If is a crooked letter. No, it's not, but it says if it's a crooked letter.
Why can't you say that the Schach El Yoin is the Dover Soymechas?
Okay, so. The point is that if Ikal Shislay, it's going to be...
The Schach El Yoin is no longer looked at Schach El Yoin, and now it's looked at as a support beam. It's not Schach Pasul because it's a support beam.
What is the fact that it's Yochol Eskayim Bikal make it that way? Just say that even if it's not Yochol Eskayim Bikal, this is just a support beam. He's not saying that.
The only time we can say Ikal Shislay is if... And we say it will fall as if it's impossible for it to be here unless it has this. Then we can say ecologist. But if we can have a case where it is possible to say that it could stand, then we could say ecologist. Meaning the whole reason why we can't say ecologist is if it's impossible.
What's the pshat in that? What's the pshat? I'm trying to understand why does it work that way? Why does it work that way? Lamaisa, we're saying if it's gonna fall, then we have a problem with the calcius. It's gonna fall, but it wouldn't fall in theory. What's this theoretical thing for? What is? I'm not sure what
it's never gonna fall because there's schach on top.
It is gonna fall.
If you would take the schach on top, it would fall. What kind of question is that?
That's
the same way that if you would have support,
that's
it would fall.
That's what the Gemara says over there. Schach ayin, schach tachon also is never gonna fall. Because you have schach on top. What do I say? I have to ignore that, and it says, then I see it as falling. If that's the case, then why is it here any different? What's the svara of if it would have im hayasham davar amiskay asamechus, but there's no davar asamechus over there. So Ichmenis Ken Zayin Pshat and Tosis is as follows. Maybe Pshat Tosis means to say like this. The problem of Ikal Shislay Hutzim Neiflim. What's the problem? Ikal Shislay Hutzim Neiflim. What Tosis means to say is, I have a hard time separating my Hutzim from my Schach. I'm trying to separate my Hutzim from my Schach. I can't separate them if they're not independent. I can't separate them. So my hutzim are seen as part of this sichuch. This is all one sichuch. And the sichuch is lamayla me'asim. You want to ignore lamayla? I can't ignore lamayla. If I ignore lamayla, what happens? Then I don't have any sichuch at all. So the ikur ha-sichuch is lamayla, not lamata. The lamata can't even function by itself. If the mata can't function by itself, I can't see this as being its own independent sichuch. But says Tosis, what happens if the lamata be'etzem can function by itself? Okay, right now you're right. It might depend on the lamala first for a detail, but in essence, this is its own sichuch. I don't say that this sichuch is like totally dependent on lamala. So I see this as its own sichuch. Then I can separate the two of them. let's say, what's lamayla, I'm ignoring. What's lamata, this is my sikhuch. What do you mean? Lamata's not a sikhuch? Sure, it's a sikhuch. If you take away lamayla, it's not. Yes, it is. I need to make a few little improvements, but it's a sikhuch. I have a house that's, you know, needs home improvement. My schach will need home improvement, but it's right. But it's a sikhuch mitzad atzmai. If you would tell me the hutzim can't be miskayim bechlal without the schach lamala, so then I can't see it as its own sikhuch. Says Toisvis, hacha yesh lanu lahachshir yoyse sheyesh roiv hutzim veruim heim leiskayim bekal. That means that I see it. It's its own place over here. If it had something to hold it up, so it needs a little assistance, but be'etzem, it's a dover farzich. It's a dover farzich, it's its own sichuch. So I could separate it from the schach lamal. Masha'en came in the case of over there, of the case of mikza schach, besoich esrim, and mitzvah schach lamayla me esrim. Over there, if you cut off the top one, the bottom one is not going to be in the skyim. So therefore, I can't see the bottom one as its own sichuch. That's the problem. Kalshusle, I'm going to lose it. So therefore, I don't see it as being its own sichuch. Over here, kalshusle, I don't lose it. In other words, with a davar asoy meches, I could see this as a sichuch by itself, because this really functions by itself. It needs a little assistance, but it functions by itself.
And in the other case that we brought, the schach on top of the schach, you can't say, oh, it's something else also?
No, because if you take off the top, then the bottom is garnished. That's what it's being mechalik. Now, true over here also, if you take off the top, the bottom's not going to be able to go. But that's just like it needs a little assistance to push it along. That's not, you know, that it can't go by itself. It's a crutch. Needs a crutch. So is it still, is it a sichuch? It's a sichuch.
One's on the top, one's on the side.
What?
One's holding it from the top, and one's holding it from the side.
One's from the top, one's from the side. Yeah. Yeah, maybe that's negate to why the chilek. Could be. Al kopanim, echmenas, this is pshat on the Tosfos. Shaila that we have, the Shaila Gedoila in the Sugya, is Shitas HaRambam. Because we said, Rabbi, so we have two Mahalchim here in the Sugya. Rashi's Mahalach and Rabbeinu Hanan's Mahalach. Who goes with Rashi? Rabbeinu Yonah Semel O'Neil. Who goes with Rabbeinu Hananel? Toisvus. Because according to Rashi, this whole Sugya doesn't start. Ikalshus. Who's doing Ikalshus? Okay. And the Rambam is confusing. Why is the Rambam confusing? Bishaber Salavechik brings the Lashon of the Rambam, and it's very interesting. The Rambam says, in one Rambam, one right before the other, Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Gimel, Sukkah She'avira. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Okay, we'll get back there. Sukkah She'avira Gavoya Me'esrim Ama Umiata Bekar Muksasas Einomiot Vafilo Bitlein. Sukkah she'avira gavoya me'esrim mama. What's the Rambam putting in that word? Sukkah she'avira gavoya me'esrim mama. Whoa, the halal. He clearly saying I want to focus on the halal. Who is that like? Rashi. In other words, Rabbi said, I left that one prat which is very important. L'choira, the machlokes we have here between Rashi and Rabbeinu Hananel is lahafli l'shitasam the machlokes we had Rashi and Rabbeinu Hananel in the previous sugya. It's lahafli. Why? How did Rashi learn the previous sugya? What are we trying to do in the case of sukkah shigavoya me'esrim amo b'lemayit b'kar m'ksasas? What are you trying to be memayit? The halal. Because Rashi says the ganzo sugya is a sugya from halal. What did the Rabbeinu Hananel learn? What are we trying to do in the previous sugya? Trying to change the sukkah, the goyva of the sukkah, the karka mamish. This is not me being mamayit the halal. So the same way in the previous sukkah, we're not trying to be mamayit the halal, we're trying to raise the sukkah, we're trying to lower the sukkah, says Rabbeinu Hananel, in the next sukkah. One sukkah is going from the top, the other sukkah is going from the bottom. You're trying to be raise the floor or lower the roof. Mashenkin, according to Rashi, that wasn't the sugya before of raise the floor. It was a shayla of being mamayit the halal. Over here also, it's a sugya of the halal. Is the halal sukkah, does the halal start at the bottom of the schach, or does it start by the schach of tzilsumer mechamso, chamsum mitzvah? Where do you start the halal from? So that's the same shayla. Where do you count the halal? It's the half of a fella. These two sugyas are mamash lishitosam. Rashi and Rabbeinu Chanana. So now let's see how the Rambam goes. The Rambam in the previous sugya seems to say like Rashi. He says that the Yisoid is sukkah she'avira gavoya me'esrim amah. Sukkah that the avir of the sukkah is above 20. He's talking about the avir of the sukkah. Why are you talking about the avir? Obviously you're going in halal. Now says the Rambam, ha'isa gavoya me'esrim amah v'hutzim yardim l'soich esrim. Wow, Gag Ova, who's that? Who's the one who said Gag Ova Ukshera? Rabbi Yonasan, which is also in Rashi Shita. Okay, good. That's all good. Cousins of Yeshaver makes a very, very fine diuk. Why does it say Hoysa Gavoyim Esraman, but Hutim Yodim Lesoich Esra? Why did the Hutim have to go inside of Esra? Why are the Hutzim going into the Esrim? What about if the Hutzim are right at Esrim? Remember the Dik in our Mishnah? That Beis Amar Aleph? Sukkah Shehi Gavoya L'mayla Me'esrim. If the Schach is above 20, it's because Halal Sukkah Tanan. So why is the Rambam saying Hutzim Yordim L'soich Esrim? The Rishonim actually discuss this, and they say that according to Mandama Halal Sukkatan, it doesn't have to go to Soich Esrim, it just has to go Ad Esrim. And the Rambam is going in the Mandama Sukkah Halal Sukkatan. Why is the Rambam doing this? Let's take a look. We'll see how Rabbi Yoshua Ber says it. It's not his Lashem, and it's good enough. He says, B'tchilas divrei HaRambam b'sukkah she'aviro gavoya me'esrim ha'mamash m'shapoisik amandam ha'chalal sukkatanan t'psula rak kishachalolo yoysim e'chof amas ulu'uma zois b'seifa shel ha'locha matzuch haram she'utzim yodul l'soich ha'chof ama hutzim l'soich ha'chof ima'y z'tzulusim l'chamas ha'ksheir ha'mashma dolasagu shodur ad chalal esrim v'tomua she'ze l'chor b'nigo l'mandam ha'chalal sukkatanan. Omnom das shav harishainim shedayim yordu hahutzim ad chof mitam chalal sukatanan. So this is lechayra hadinimayim. Upas psaka shel Rambam shekayveya kamadam chalal sukatanan. Ach eno machshir es a suka ela imken yordim hahutzim esoy chof veinam estapekim yordim ad chof tzorech ion gadol. Rambam is being toifes on both ends. So the truth is that Rabbi Yeshua doesn't bring out the question, but the in Tzvunei Sukkah he brings out the question because he says that the Mefarshim all say, why does it say this? Gemara says L'soich. He says it's Agav because the first case it says the Ma'ala Me'esrim is going to say, but the Ram changed the first lashon also, so you can't say Agav in the Rambam. He brings out the Kash that way. In other words, the Ram himself put Avira into the first one. So if you're changing the first one, change the second one, right? Ram is a pella. So basically, I'd like to just try to do a miktsas, a tchilas teretz to Shitas Ram. Is it clear the question? If you hold halal sukkatanan, which a Ramam seems to hold, so then the hutzim just have to go up until 20. They don't have to go inside of 20. So I'd like to suggest this, fellas. Perhaps, even though Rashi, Rambam, holds that there's this concept of Halal Sukkotanah, and they never got into Toysis's Kasha. Toysis's Kasha was Kloish. Just, if you're saying Kloish, so then it's not going to work. You know, I don't want to say Kloish. I don't need to say Kloish. So Toysis's Kasha Heptzach Nishan, according to Rashi. Toysis's Kasha was, what are you talking about? If you ignore the top, the bottom's going to fall. I don't have that Kasha. But I still agree that Toysis is Yesoid. What was Tysus's Yisai? Do the Hutzim stand by themselves? Are the Hutzim their own Sichuch in the Tysus's Kasha? This Tysus's Kasha. Are the Hutzim, or are the Hutzim depending on the Rosheim? If I cut off the Hutzim from the Rosheim, what happens? falls to the floor. So can I start my halal from my hutzim? My hutzim aren't really an independent sichuch. I can't say that's the source of the sichuch. By a regular schach, wherever it starts, that's the beginning of my sichuch. But over here, my sichuch really starts on top and comes down. My sichuch doesn't start on the bottom and go up. My sichuch starts on the top and goes down. Why? Because the hutzim are coming from there. So I can't say that I'm starting my minyan from the hutzim. Why? Because they are not independent. In a chanami, I want to say the whole thing is one big sichuch. But really, where's the source of the sichuch is higher up. So I cannot start my minyan from the bottom of the hutzim. Because they alone don't work. So he agrees to Tosis's the practicality of Tosis, which is these hutzim cannot be independent. Says Rashi, I don't care. But it's one big sichuch. It doesn't have to be independent. Yeah, but where do you start counting from? You start counting from the halal. Is going to use regular halal sukkah tanan? You can't do that over here. So therefore, in the regular case where you have a sukkah that has a regular sichuch, you're going to start from the sichuch. And as long as the avir till the sichuch is going to be 20, you're good to go. Sukkah shekavayla ma'ila ma'asim is going to be possible. But over here, I don't have a regular sichuch. My hutzim sichuch is really coming from the top. So the source of my sichuch is lamala. Therefore, I can't start my minyan of sichuch lamata. This perhaps can answer pshat in Tosfos. Something similar to this. He said so in the Tzfuni Sukkah, it's not exactly identical. Kenzan, this could be pshat. The next Gemara goes into the sugya of Haysa Gavoyim Asar Tzvachim Hutzim Yardim Asoich Asar. Now doing the opposite. Now the Hutzim are getting in the way. Now the Sukkah is a small Sukkah. What's going to be this din? And then we're going to see exactly how does a small Sukkah work. What's the psul of a small Sukkah? There's two sugyas. We have to see that. Bez Hashem will continue with that and more tomorrow.